9.11 अवजानन्तिमां मूढा मानुषीं तनुमाश्रितं परं भावमजानन्तो मम भूतमहेश्वरम् अवजानन्ति मां मूढा मूढा कृष्ण यूज़ द वर्ड टू डिस्क्राइब दोज हु आर फूलिश अवजानन्ति दे नॉट नो मी रादर दे नो मी द ऑपोजिट ऑफ व्हाट आई एम जानन्ति अजानन्ति अवजानन्ति Jananti is to know, Ajananti is to not know, Avajananti is to know the opposite of what is to be known. Krishna will talk later in the 18th chapter when he talks about knowledge in the three modes. He talks about Sarvarthan Viparitamsha, Buddhi Saparth Tamasi. He talks about Buddhi, rather not knowledge, intelligence in the three modes. And then he says, when he is talking about knowledge in the ignorance, that sarvarthan viparitamsha. In all ways, the knowledge is opposite of what it should be. Adharmam dharmamitiya manyate tamasavritaha sarvarthan viparitamsha buddhi saparth tamasi. So, adharmam dharmamitiya, he says that those who think adharma to be dharma, manyate tamasavritaha, those who are avrita, covered by tamasa, they think like this. And this is just one of the things which they get wrong. In fact, they go get everything wrong. Sarvarthan viparitamsha. Sarvarthan, whatever is the artha, viparitam. They get the opposite artha of that. Sarvarthan viparitamsha. Buddhi saparta tamasi. He says this is the buddhi that is tamasic. That same tamasic mentality is being addressed here with respect to the conception of Krishna. So when Krishna talks specifically in 18.35, he talks about dharma, how they understand the adharma to be dharma and dharma to be adharma, that is knowledge in the mode of, that is intelligence and ignorance. So here Krishna talks about people moodha, they are foolish, avajananti maam. They understand me to be the opposite of what I actually am. Manushim tanum ashritam, that I have taken shelter of a material body. Parambhavam ajananto. Parambhavam, that the topmost nature ajananto. They do not know. Mama bhutam maheshwaram. That I am the Maheshwara. I am of all of existence or of all living beings, I am their controller, supreme controller, Maheshwara, the great controller. Parambhav majananto. They do not know my supreme nature. So here Krishna has used the word ajananto. Earlier he has used the word avajananti. Avajananti maam moodha. So what exactly is going on here? Is Krishna talking about those people? So they know him wrong because they don't know his higher nature. Parambhava. So what is the supreme nature? That he does not have a material form. That he is not a product of the illusory energy. He is himself transcendental. So Krishna has said just in the previous verse that he is not under Prakriti. Prakriti is under him. So the impersonalist notion that Krishna is the product of, is the absolute Brahman who is contaminated by material nature or who is in contact with material nature, that is not at all defensible when we look at it from the context of the Gita. It is Krishna as a personal manifestation, in his personal manifestation, who is speaking this. He is clearly using the first person pronoun, maam. Avajananti maam moodha. And not only, so moodhas misunderstand me, and parambhava majananto bhuta maheshwaram. They don't understand my parambhava. My superior nature or my supreme nature. So what is that supreme nature? There are many important words here which will give us, point us towards that. So, manushim tanum ashritam. So Manushim Tanu is a human form. Ashritam has taken shelter of. So has Krishna actually taken shelter of a human form? Avajananti Maam Moodha Manushim Tanu Ashritam. So they think that I have taken shelter of a human form. So Krishna has just now said that he is the shelter of Prakriti. He is the master of Prakriti. Prakriti, Maya Adhyakshena Prakriti. So Manushim Tanu, like all Tanus, like the Manushim Tanu, are the product of Prakriti. So if Krishna is the Lord of Prakriti in general, if Prakriti is sheltered in him, indeed by taking shelter of him, one goes beyond Prakriti as was told in 7.14, then it becomes illogical to say that actually it is Krishna who is under Prakriti, because it is Krishna who has come under Prakriti. So he is here, when he is talking Manushim Tanum Ashritam, it is not the truth that he has taken shelter of human form. Rather, this is the avajananti of Moodha. The Moodhas, they think that I have taken, that he has taken shelter of the human form. Rather, Krishna eternally has a human form. And when he descends in that eternal self-same human form. Param bhavam ajananto. They did not know his param bhava. And now some impersonalists may argue that actually Krishna's param bhava is actually the impersonal Brahman. So that from that impersonal Brahman, Krishna has temporarily manifested. So to know his param bhava means to know that he is the impersonal Brahman. But then mama bhuta maheshwaram. Krishna is saying, Mama, I am Bhuta Maheshwara. I am the great controller, the supreme controller of all living beings, of all of existence. Now, Maheshwara is clearly is a personal conception he's talking about. He's the personal controller of the various personal living beings. So, Krishna is talking about using a personal first person pronoun and is using a personal describer. So to try to say that Parambhava refers here to impersonalist conceptions, that is not grammatically defensible over here. So neither contextually nor grammatically can this verse be interpreted as saying that Krishna says that those who do not understand him to be the Brahman, they are Moodha. No, what Krishna is saying is, those who do not understand him are those who think him to be like ordinary human being. Those who think that he too has become conditioned like other living beings, when they descend, they become conditioned. Those who think like this, they are an illusion. So Krishna is, in that sense, very clear at this point. Now, Bhuta Maheshwaram, he's earlier talked about how all living beings are his energy. Apareyam itastu anyam prakritim vidhime param jiva bhuta mahabaho. Yayedam dharyate jagat. In 7.5 he said that prakritim vidhime param, the living beings are his para prakriti. Now here so if you look at the connection between the verses, 9.10 gives the correct conception, 9.11 tells about the error, and 9.10 will be erroneous conception, and 9.12 will give the consequence of that erroneous conception. So you talk about moghasha, mogha karmano, mogha jnana, vicheta saha. You'll talk about how such souls, people are mogha, everything that they do ends in futility. So when Krishna speaks thus, if you look at the overall context, his meaning is very clear. Now, what is so serious about considering that Krishna is, what is so seriously wrong about considering that Krishna is the Brahman descended in a human form? There is the Nirgun Brahma and Sagun Brahma. That is what the Advaitins talk about. The problem is that the Sagun Brahma is not considered to be an eternal reality, and the Sagun Brahma is considered a reality to be transcended ultimately. so that one realizes the absolute oneness of all living beings within the Nirguna Brahma. So then God doesn't become a shelter, God simply becomes a ladder. And there are impersonalists who say that, okay, we are not atheists, we are not theists, we are transtheists. Or they may say that I was an atheist till I discovered that I was God. These sort of conceptions are grievous misconceptions, and they have seriously negative consequences on the spiritual prospects of seekers. So Krishna strongly here condemns this, saying that such people are mudha, they are deluded, they are foolish. So Krishna earlier used the word mudha to describe those who are gross materialists, namam dushkritino mudha. So they are simply chasing material fruits, material things, without considering anything higher in spiritual life. Them he has referred to with the reproachful word mudha, and now also uses the same word here to describe those people who may have some spiritual inclinations, but they are completely misunderstanding the nature of the personal absolute truth. And the consequences of the misunderstanding will be talked about in the next verse. Thank you.